Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. Let me remind you to check out the RGM website for news, updates, and free downloads. Now, let's go to Reverend Randall Greer.
His feet shark straight out, you know, and he rolled back in convulsions, you know, and eyes rolled back in his head. The nurses come running, you know, and the doctors come running, you know, and they started coding him. And they said, oh my God, his vital signs has quit. And for 2 minutes and 24 seconds, I stood there and I watched my son die. Right in front of my eyes. A doctor came. These doctors were what they call bagging him. You put a little bag on a baby, you know, and they're doing all this stuff and they're preparing all these shots, you understand? And they were saying all this. And Brother Randy, what did you do? Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. The devil showed me a vision. So he took Jesus up on a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And we're not going to be influenced by the devil. We're not blowing him up. You got the Holy Ghost in you. He's not going to trick you or deceive you. But he showed me a vision of everything I'd ever preached about God's word being true. And said, see, I'm fixing to show you that I got power over you. I got authority over you, and I'm going to kill your baby right here. And I'd like to tell you, I had a big confession, but I didn't. But I had the Holy Ghost inside of me. And he reminded me of who I was. And all of a sudden, up inside of me, these words began to form like a volcanic eruption. And I found myself saying very weak to start with. But I said, my son will live and not die. My son will live and not die. In Jesus' name. And the more I said it, the bolder I got. The more I said it, the bolder I got. The more I said it, the bolder I got. Well, after 2 minutes and 24 seconds, I'd been backed away from them then. And they're so busy frantically working with him, calling his name, Randall, 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 you know, doing everything they can do, you know. And the doctor's a last resort. He's going to shoot this stuff into his heart. And the doctor's standing there, and all of a sudden, after 2 minutes and 24 seconds, and I'm standing back there and said, in the name of Jesus, my son will live and not die. Randall, I command you to live in Jesus' name. I command you to live in Jesus' name. I command you to live in Jesus' name. Death, you cannot have my son. Death, you cannot have my son. I have spiritual authority. And I got so bold, the doctor said, what's wrong with you? And he looked back at me. I said, sir, I said, just do what you know to do, and I'm doing what Daddy knows to do. I said, now, I believe in medical science, believe in doctors, thank God for them, but when they come to the end, because they'll tell you, they just a practice in medicine. They are. Ask them, they're practicing it. They practice on you every day. You go, ha! They practice in medicine. So, you know, and this, thank God, this doctor happened to be a Christian doctor. You understand? But he didn't understand what I was doing. You know, just because you're Christian don't mean you understand your authority, don't mean you understand the Bible. Man, you could be a Christian and not know nothing of what belongs to you and about the spiritual powers of darkness that are here stopping you from receiving what God says. But after 2 minutes and 24 seconds, all the whistles and bells went off. I mean, quit, you know, ringing and everything. And the nurses started smiling. Boy, he's with us. He's with us. He's with us. Oh, he's with us again. And the doctor turned and looked. He said, yes. He said, but he's sure to have permanent brain damage because he's had no oxygen to his brain for 2 minutes and 24 seconds. And he said, we don't know. And so, well, just to make a long story short, to continue on into something else, but for twice more, while I was standing there, he died, and we come back, he brought him back to life. God did. Working through the doctors. Whatever the doctors did, thank God they never had to shoot anything in his heart or nothing. But right there in front of me, God supernaturally brought him back. But I wonder, always wonder, what would have happened had I not known what I knew? That's why it makes a difference where you go to church. It makes a difference who's teaching you and training you. Because some people will tell you that miracles went away with Jesus and the apostles and the gifts and signs and wonders don't belong to us today, but I'm here to tell you it belongs to you. And the authority of God, the power of God belongs to you, and you have power to tread upon serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. But the devil's been trying to influence people and infiltrate people's lives, and we've been praying for God to do something about it. It's time that you and I do something about it. Time we take our spiritual authority and command the devil to take his hands off what God said for us to do, because God gave you the authority, gave me the authority. But anyway, my wife and I prayed about this medical problem. They called in this neurologist, you know, one of the best, G.K. Fountain. He's now at the Emory University in Atlanta. They called him in. He said, I'm tired. The day is long and it's about 9 o'clock at night. He said, but because it's a little baby, he said, I'll come. Because they needed to know right away what we can do, because, you know, he's seizuring and violently. We don't know what's going on with him and what's happening to him. Well, didn't know right then, but he would be attacked by an evil spirit. Excuse me. He was being attacked by an evil spirit. Right there, but I didn't recognize it right then. I believe in God for his healing, and that's all we was praying is that way. And so, anyway, we believe God. God brought him through, and the neurologist came, checked him out, and he said, he'd come back and talk to us. He said, parents, after about 2 hours of him testing him every kind of way he could, he come out, and he said, Mom and Dad, he said, you know, he said, I don't understand it. He said, from all these charts and everything that I've read and everything that I've done and everything the doctor said, he said he should have permanent brain damage. He said, but Mom and Dad, he said, my professional opinion is that your son is as healthy and normal as... Glory to God. You understand? And so we finally, you know, got him off in the hospital because they couldn't do nothing. They gave him every medicine known to man. Nothing helped him. You understand? Now, not every seizure is caused by the devil. Not every one of them. But in some cases, some instances, they are. And you just got to be led by the Holy Ghost. In Randall's instance, my son, he was actually attacked by an evil spirit. And we'll prove all that as we go on here. But also letting you know, we got authority over the devil. And you got the authority. We'll take care of the devil and put him in his place in the name of Jesus. And so, anyway, we got him home. And he kept having these seizures. We'd have to rush him to the hospital. I shut down my entire ministry for over a month. Didn't go anywhere because I couldn't. I mean, I had to stay there with him. Patty was, you know, strong, but she wasn't strong enough to handle the situation by herself. And so I'm there right with him, you know, 24 hours a day. One day, we had him sitting up in a seat. They wanted him. They tried everything, you know. They said, set him up. Maybe he won't have this. So we set him up, and he's there, you know, in just a little over a month and a half old. And he's sitting in the floor. And all of a sudden, his arm shot straight up, his feet shot straight up, and his eyes started rolling back in his head. And that day, the Holy Ghost come on me. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Every other time, I just grabbed him up and started praying. But this time, it was different. I immediately reached, before I realized what I was doing, I reached down and jerked him up, and I said this. I said, I command you to loosen my son, you foul, evil spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. About 15 seconds later, Randall burst out laughing. I said, I done called me a devil. And I didn't go tell nobody. Because most, most Christians wouldn't understand it. They wouldn't. I preach youth camps. I don't know if Pastor Phil remembers or not, but I preached in a few youth camp up in above Greenville. And Patty was there, and Randall was there, the little bitty fella, you know. And I was preaching, and I'd already learned. Ever since that day, he never had a full-blown seizure. Not if Daddy was there, because I run the devil off. But the devil come back and attack him. And I was preaching on the platform. All of a sudden, I mean, all this, I don't know, 500 or 600 youth out there, you know, preaching about how big God is. And all of a sudden, I see Patty with this look of distraught on her face. She's got Randall out, and he's stiff as a board. I said, excuse me, folks. And I dove off the platform, went and got my son, and took him in the back, because I knew that probably most of them didn't understand it. And Tom, Pastor Tom Dubois, they know him. He was there. I knew he would. I said, Pastor Tom, come on. He said, what is it? I said, we got to command the devil to leave my son, then I'll come back and preach. And so we went back there, and I command the devil to loose him and let him go in the name of Jesus Christ. About 5 minutes later, I mean, he's laughing and smiling and bubbly and jumpy. I went back, put him in Mama's arm. Mama's calm and relaxed. I jumped back on the platform, started preaching about how good God was. Glory to God. But anyway, here it goes. And thank God for hanging around the right folks and being around the right people. We was, at camp meeting that year, 1993, Dad Hagen, we just spoke there at the camp meeting, you know. And Dad Hagen had invited me up to his hotel room for, I call them Zuzus and Wham Whams, and that finger food. Now, let me tell you about that finger. I know exactly what finger food is. You bite your fingers trying to find it. I mean, that's a country boy's description of finger food, I guarantee you. I mean, it ain't enough to keep a gnat alive. I don't know why. I mean, them country boys, I mean, you got to eat if you're going to plow a mule. I mean, brother, you can't live on that, you know. Man don't live by bread alone. They practice that, brother. They don't hardly give you none of it on them things, you know. But he invited us up for them finger foods. I call them Zuzus and Wham Whams. They always laugh at me about it, but I don't care. Just have a good time with them. And I noticed Dad Hagen kept looking at Randall. Didn't say a word. You know, Dad Hagen, if he wants to talk, he talks. If he don't, he don't. But he just kept looking. You know, Mom Hagen's ooh and ah, and Miss Lynette Hagen, you know, is ooh and ah, and over in Patty and all that. And finally, Patty went on. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, I'm going to wait and see if he says anything. And we ain't told him nothing. Nothing at all about what's going on. And so, the very next service that we went out into with Randall, Dad Hagen got up before he'd done anything else, and this is what he said. He said, Some seizures are caused because of physical illnesses in a person's body, and they have to be dealt with and healed in that way. He said other seizures are caused by direct attacks of evil powers, and he said, I want to pray for you, and he said, I'm going to break that power. And I knew right then what he was doing. Randall was sitting between Patty and I. We had him sitting in his car seat, you know, between us and the camp meeting seat way high in the back up there, the crow's nest, they call it. They used to usher that area and sit up there. But anyway, he was sitting there, and we just raised his hands up between us, and Dad Hagen just prayed a simple prayer. He said, I rebuke you, you foul spirit. Loose him and let him go in Jesus' name. Randall's got stiff as a board. His arms went out, legs shot straight out, eyes rolled back in his head for about 15 seconds. Then he burst out laughing and smiling. He hadn't had a seizure since that day. But what happened? Spiritual authority. Where you go to church makes a difference.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us next time when Reverend Greer brings us the Word of God. And remember, God is with us.